One advantage Michael and Bonnie had when they started Barefoot was the seeming disadvantage that they knew almost nothing about the wine industry. When you're a startup and you know your industry, the reflex is to do what's been working for everyone else. Sometimes that's the way to go. But if you're new and small and look like everyone else, how do you stand out? Barefoot's look, style, and approach were new, in part because Bonnie and Michael didn't know what worked for everyone else, but also because their research led them away from conventional wisdom. Barefoot never lost that drive to do research and to listen to what regular wine-drinking, non-industry people thought. For most wineries, one place to get public feedback is in your tasting room. But that wouldn't work for Barefoot, since it didn't have one. So, Michael, Bonnie, and their team talked to everyone they could at tastings and fairs and charitable events, and they used an 800 number. It's inconceivable in this 21st century wired era of technology and blogs and social media that any winery, or almost any business, would not have an 800 number. But in the late 1980s and early 90s, when Barefoot hooked up the number because it seemed like a good idea, no one at Barefoot, and no one they knew in the industry, had ever seen it before. In the first years, the 800 number was on the label. By the early 1990s, it moved to the cork. Michael and Bonnie did get some warnings from friends, and of course from lawyers, who said the number would make Barefoot a target to get sued by anyone who spilled wine on their couch. Michael and Bonnie thought the info they'd get was worth the risk. Besides, it wasn't like Barefoot's name wasn't already on every bottle. They did expect the occasional goofy call from late-night parties. By 1995, Barefoot was getting 50 to 60 calls a week.
Thank you for calling Barefoot. How may I help you?
Thank you for calling Barefoot. How may I help you?
By the new century, that number would more than double.
Put you on a brief hold.
The calls came from people saying they drank Barefoot regularly, or they liked the foot, or they found it on vacation and wanted to know where to buy it in Oregon or South Carolina or Wisconsin. Some calls were complaints, and that info could be even more useful. But most were from people asking the same thing.
Where can I find more Barefoot?
The 800 number was an early version of social media. It gave the Barefoot team a way to talk with customers, answer questions, connect with them in real time. It also gave them a chance to turn people with complaints into fans. When the 800 number went on the cork, the guy who handled those calls was Randy Arnold. He turned the fan building into an art form. If someone complained about, say, a bad cork, Randy would send out a replacement bottle, if it was legal where they lived. At a minimum, he'd get them a t-shirt. If there was a Barefooter in the area, and state laws allowed it, Randy would send the Barefooter to the house to make the delivery.
Hi, I'm from Barefoot. I heard you got a bad cork.
The people at the door would have their jaws hanging open.
Here's another bottle. And here are a couple t-shirts. Have a nice evening.
Oh, gee. Thanks.
Some of the calls were so good, Randy would play them on the answering machine at Barefoot's office.
My lovely wife and I are enjoying a nice glass of your cab. We're both Barefoot. Not only that, we're both naked. Later, I'm going to drink some wine from her shoe.
When he could, Randy called back quickly, though he generally steered clear of people drinking from their shoes. He picked up a message one Friday evening from a party in Chicago. The callers said they loved the wine and made everyone take their shoes off before they phoned. Randy called back.
Hi, my name is Randy. I'm from Barefoot Wine.
Hey, quiet! The Barefoot guy's on the phone.
The Barefoot guy. How good was that? A salesman returning a phone call got turned into a superhero. It also got him the permanent nickname, The Barefoot Guy.
I just called to say, I'm glad to hear you're having a good time. Thanks for drinking Barefoot.
Hey, everyone! He said, thanks for drinking Barefoot.
People at that Chicago party started cheering. Randy could hear the whoops and yays.
We love
Love your foot.
That doesn't sound particularly groundbreaking in this current hyper-connected world when making personal connections is a mainstream business tactic, but it was new then, and it came from thinking the way any business needs to think. Barefoot wanted to connect in a human way with their customers.